Oscar night is this Sunday, and every year, NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg anticipates the evening by going behind the movie screen to see how they make the magic. Today, she visits a shoe shop that has dressed actors' feet for five decades.
In the beginning, there was the Ten Commandments, the movie Moses facing the big Red Sea.
Behold his mighty hand!
When Moses parted the waters, an unseen fella named Willie Rivera was in on the miracle.
He made the sandals for, what's his name?
For Charlton Heston?
For Charlton Heston, he made the sandals for him.
Raul Ojeda runs Willie's shoe service these days. At 91, Willie likes to go back to Mexico whenever possible. He can leave the shop in Raul's hands because he's trained Raul in all the shoemaking arts. Willie's also told Raul the great old Hollywood stories, like this one from the early days when Willie was working for Western Costume, a big wardrobe house.
Fred Astaire was dancing and suddenly his shoe, I believe his right shoe, burst open and they rushed the shoe over to the shoe department and Willie's boss couldn't figure out how to put it back together and Willie said, "Give me the shoe." Willie fixes the shoe, and they send it back to Mr. Stair, and he was so impressed with the work that used Willie later to have some of his personal shoes made.
Willie made them to precise specifications.
Fred Stair used to wear 8.5 narrow.
Willie Rivera, soulmate once to Fred Astaire.
I'm stepping out, my dear, to breathe an atmosphere that simply reeks with class.
Willie learned shoemaking from the bottom up.
My grandfather and my uncles were shoemakers.
When he was 10 in Mexico City, Willie's parents asked him what he wanted to do in life.
So I said, I want to be a shoemaker. And I started to learn to be a shoemaker when I was 30 years old. And ever since, I loved my trade and I'm very happy.
Willie moved to California as a young man and in 1952 landed a job at Western Costume. Raul says much of Movieland's custom work was being done there.
In those days, the movie business was very big and all of the customs on the movies were made by tailors and so the shoemakers were tailoring the shoes.
Willie's job at Western was to make sample shoes, prototypes from designers' drawings. If his sample was approved, the shoe went into production for the film. After 4 years, Willie decided to open his own shop across the street from Paramount Studios.
He made big, big business.
Again, shop manager Raul Ojeda.
The very first week after he opened up his store, Paramount switched the account from Western Custom to Willie's.
And his first major commission was that Charlton Heston epic, The Ten Commandments. Then came a tidal wave of orders. After Ten Commandments, Willie did boots for more Westerns than he can count, plus shoes for everyone in the first Star Trek films. Willie was busy. So busy that he moved to a bigger space in Hollywood on Cahuenga Boulevard. The back of Willie's shoe service looks like a launch pad for the Industrial Revolution. Ancient, grimy machinery for sanding, hammering, stretching, gluing. And of course, shoes. 5-inch stiletto heels, black studded leather boots. The front room is lined with framed 8x10 glossies of famous customers, all autographed to Willie. From Lily Tomlin, Bill Cosby, Raquel Welch, Bing Crosby. Behind the counter, Raul takes the orders for shoes and other leather things.
I have these two belts. We want to match the medium to the small.
Tracy White is an assistant designer on TNT's show The Closer. The belts are for the star, Kira Sedgwick, and it's a rush job.
Okay, so we should have this ready by 5 p.m.
That's great.
Yeah.
These days, they do lots of work for television as well as movies, but rather than making shoes from scratch, as they did in the old days, Willie's Shoe Service does alterations on ready-made shoes, tailoring them for a particular film. It's cheaper for Hollywood designers that way. They've altered shoes for Iron Man, Walk Hard, the title alone could bring more work to Willie's, and they just modified some vintage 1930s shoes for the forthcoming film Public Enemies, Johnny Depp as gangster John Dillinger. The designer for that one phoned Raul from Chicago. The movie needed a lot of work done as soon as possible.
So they FedExed 70 pairs of shoes from Chicago. We finished everything the next day in the morning, and we FedExed them back.
In one day?
In one day.
In addition to rush jobs, they still do some time-consuming, made-to-measure custom work at Willie's. Raul says some of the custom customers are less movie stars and more movie buffs.
There's some Star Trekky people. I don't know how to call them. It's a group of fans.
Yeah.
They learned that we made the original shoes for Star Trek, and they wanted new ones made exactly like them. We charged them $800, which was a heck of a deal, and they're happy.
Another Willie customer is neither movie star nor buff.
Whose shoes are these?
This is for Jesse Jackson.
This is Salvador Hermosilla, one of the shop's four employees.
Jesse Jackson shoes?
Yeah.
Wow, three pairs.
I made 4 pairs for him.
The Reverend Jesse Jackson phones in his order. The shop has a wooden model of his foot, size 12 and a half. Raul says they've made more than 20 pairs of shoes for Jackson over the years.
Hi.
Hi.
But you don't have to be famous to have work done at Willie's. Lots of locals come, too. The locals are loyal.
Why do you come here?
Because they're the best. They were on vacation recently, and I just didn't get anything done.
Once upon a time, in the golden old days, movies could order a pair of custom-made shoes that might withstand 40 years of wandering in the desert with a little touch-up repair from decade to decade. Today, in Hollywood, the trek is more from studio to the car. But when movies need to put an actor in someone else's shoes, they count on Willie's to do the job.
Who is this?
I am here.
Put off thy shoes from off thy feet.
I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
Go. Proclaim liberty throughout all the lands, unto all the inhabitants thereof.
Willie's Shoe Service and Raul are awaiting your visit at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.